Hi all, it's Jack, and it's another Sunday afternoon with unscripted time here, you and me. How exciting, unscripted. So, I have a number of things that I could talk to you about. I could tell you that I just heard a commercial that reminded me of something. And if you're outside of the U.S., you probably don't know this, and I'm not sure if you would know this if you're outside roughly L.A. County. But it was this Guitar Center commercial that used to go, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I don't know. I've heard it recently and reminded me of a bunch of other commercials from when I was younger. There was, don't take the car, you'll kill yourself. You know, we thought that was pretty funny when we were kids. Or, I've fallen and I can't get up. That was good for a laugh. Or our old friends Jacoby Myers or Larry H. Parker, I'll fight for you. I always liked that commercial, you know, with Larry H. Parker. Because they showed the guy... Just the headshot. Larry H. Parker got me $2 million. Well, I'm glad he got you $2 million. I just wish you had the use of your legs. I don't know. Maybe you do have the use of your legs. But I've sort of wondered, since we never see you in anything but a headshot, if there was more there. Or what about the Ginsu knife? You guys remember the Ginsu knife? That sucker used to slice anything? I wanted it so badly when I was a kid. Because it was just one of those made-for-TV commercials. And it caught my eye, and I thought that would just be cool. Or, you know, there were a number of the Ronco items that I always, you know, found were interesting. Don't think we ever bought any Ronco, but I did get a Ginsu knife. I got my Ginsu knife, actually, as a grown-up, as my kids would say. And I suppose it's, let me think for a second. When did I get my Ginsu? About 5 or 6 years ago. I've used it. It's pretty cool. You know, not as exciting as when I was a kid, but still cool. You know, it's up there with memories. Speaking of memories, I was talking with some friends about Howard Cosell. Because Cosell's been gone a long time now. You know, when you were a kid, not even just a kid, when you were somebody who's old enough to remember, you know, 60s and especially the 70s, because really that's my frame of reference there. You know, barely was around for the 60s, so I can't say that I remember a lot. Boy, I wish I could. But Cosell, everybody used to do their Howard Cosell impression. Every now and then, the guys and I'll bust it out, and I don't do a very good one, but this is Howard Cosell. And we'd all laugh and giggle over this stupid crap, you know. Down goes Frasier. Down goes Frasier. But my poor kids and niece, nephews, and all the other children, you missed out on Howard. Howard was sort of an icon. It's sort of interesting. You know, I've been trying to think what else caught my mind. You know, there was Fred Rated. He was around for a little while. That's probably a local commercial. Carpeteria. That had to be local. I don't think anybody outside of L.A. would know that. But there were lots of things like that. And I've been thinking about these things because it's all about messaging. And, you know, my friend Stan asked a very poignant question today in why your message should be shared or should be heard. So that's part of what I'm thinking about right now. It's not the first time I've thought about it. It won't be the last time. But still, it's an important question. And it's tied into why are you blogging? What do you hope to accomplish through blogging? And depending on what your goals and objectives are, trying to create a message that resonates with people, that sticks with people, that makes them interested, excited, and willing to continue to read your content and interact and engage with you, well, that's important. So that's what I wrestle with sometimes. You know, it's like when I talk about headlines being overrated. I hate headlines, not because I'm bad at writing them, but I hate the idea that we've got to give in to the shortened attention span, and that we're supposed to write these short posts that have these snappy headlines that are going to make people read. I just tend to refuse to do it. Maybe that's a mistake on my part. Maybe not. Time will tell. Anyhow, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And if you're a member of the tribe, Chag Sameach, I hope you're having a great Pesach. And if you're not, and you're enjoying Easter, have fun. Hope it's good. I'll give you my recipe for the Easter Bunny. No, I have one, but I blogged about it. But people get angry. I've been called all sorts of things. Anyhow, that's it. I'm going to stop screwing around. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful.